Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Electronics Mart India Limited Q4 FY 2023 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bajaj, CEO, Electronics Mart India Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Good evening and a very warm welcome to everybody present on the call. Along with me, I have Mr. Premchand Devarakonda, our CFO, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relationship advisors. We have uploaded our results and investor presentation for the quarter and financial year 2023 on the stock exchange and company's website. Hope everyone had a chance to go through the same. FY 2023 has been a very special year for EMIL, as all of you know that we listed our company on 17th October 2020 and on stock exchange, and it was a very proud moment for all of us at EMIL. I would once again like to thank the entire investor community for the tremendous support during our IPO. EMIL is the largest player in the southern region in revenue terms, with dominance in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh, and is the fourth largest consumer durable and electronic retailer in the country. We have built a long-standing market presence with more than three decades of experience. Our company is currently associated with more than 100 brands, with over 6,000+ SKUs, and has a long-standing relationship of more than 15 years with a certain number of brands which operate in product categories such as large appliances, mobile phones, small appliances, and other categories. We provide a complete and unique shopping experience to our customers by showcasing a wide range of electronic products under one roof in our multi-brand model and providing a specialized brand experience with our exclusive brand outlets. We work with limited brands, but in a huge volume as compared to other players who have more brands and on board. This gives us a competitive edge and better bargaining power with the top brands versus the top peers. In FY 2023, we had opened 24 new stores. Currently, we have 127 stores, out of which 114 are multi-brand outlets and 13 are exclusive brand outlets. Out of the 127 stores, 106 stores are leased, 12 are owned, and nine are partly owned and partly leased. As on date, we are present in 41 cities across four states. During the last year, we entered new territories, which are Delhi NCR and Kerala. We continue to focus on deepening our presence in this region we operate in before venturing into the newer markets, which has led us to establish the brand presence in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh markets. This enables the target customers to identify with us on our brand, with our products portfolio, and aids with understanding to market segmentation and the customer demand preferences. We believe that this approach has also enabled us to achieve significant market share and dominance in the market that we are present in. We plan to continue and to deepen our store network in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, and also gradually plan to expand our network in the NCR region. In pursuing our defined cluster-based approach, we plan to open a further of 13 multi-brand outlets in NCR region, 21 multi-brand outlets in Andhra Pradesh, and eight multi-brand outlets in Telangana region, and adopt a methodological approach to evaluate and selecting locations for the new stores by FY 2025. We believe that our local market knowledge, supply chain efficiencies, and effective inventory management has enabled us to attain higher cost competitiveness and consistent profitability. Our customized product assortment and comprehensive product portfolio enables us to achieve better visibility, brand recognition, deeper market penetration, and increased customer base. We have 10 large central located warehousing facilities, which are backed by individual storage areas at store level for varying sizes to cater to individual stores or a group of stores. Coming to the Q4 results, we have delivered a growth of 8% on revenue year-on-year and from 1,328 crores and a 25% year-on-year growth for the FY 2023 period with 5,446 crores. On account of investments made to open stores in our new geography, that is NCR, the company has increased in investments in brand building and sales and marketing activities, which will help us deepen the market penetration and increase our customer base in this geography as well. To conclude, I would like to say that after having established a leadership position in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana retail electronic market, we have entered Delhi NCR, where we plan to capture significant market shares in the coming years. In the southern region, we plan to expand our footprint in places like Vijayawada, Denali, Guntur, Kurnool, Nellore across tier 2 and tier 3 cities in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana as a cluster-based expansion, distribution network, diversified product portfolio, strategically located logistic warehousing facilities will give us a competitive advantage in these existing regions as well. With this, I request Mr. Premchand Devarakonda, our CFO, to update you on the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Karan sir. Good evening and warm welcome to all the participants. Now, I would like to present the financial overview of our company for the year 2022-23. Our total revenue for Q4 of FY23 stood at 1,328 crores as against 1,231 crores of Q4 of FY22, which has grown by 8%. For FY23, our revenue stood at 5,446 crores as against 4,349 crores of the previous year, and the growth rate has been 25% year-on-year. For FY23, same-store sales growth rate stood at 17%. And for FY23, approximately 48% of our sales revenue came from large appliances, 38% from mobiles, and 14% from small appliances and IT and other products. Out of the total revenue from the sale of products, approximately 98% of revenue come from the retail segment. The top five brands contributed around 64% of our revenue. EBITDA for Q4 of FY23 stood at 91 crores as against 89 crores, with a growth of 2%. And for FY23, EBITDA stood at 336 crores as against 292 crores of the previous year, with a growth of 15% year-on-year. EBITDA margins for Q4 stood at 6.8%, and for the year, it was 6.2%. As mentioned by Karan sir, margins are lower mainly due to increased investment in the marketing and brand-building activities in the new territory, that is NCR region. PAT for Q4 FY23 stood at 36 crores as against 35 crores, with a growth of 2%. For the financial year 2023, PAT stood at 123 crores as against 104 crores of the previous year, which has a growth of 18% year-on-year. ROCE and ROE for FY23 stood at 13.7% and 10.4% respectively. There has been an impact on ROCE and ROE in FY23 due to the addition of stores. The working capital days as on 31st March stood at 68 days. The gross debt to equity has been at 0.6x, and net debt to equity stood at 0.2x. Our net debt to EBITDA stood at 0.87x. Our cash flows from operations before working capital changes for FY23 stood at 342 crores, which matches our EBITDA. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Krishna Kansara from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So sir, my first question is on the growth part. So our sales have grown by 8% if we compare it with last year's March quarter. So I wanted to know what have been the reasons for a lack in growth. Is there any specific category which is impacting it, or is it a region-specific thing?
Yes, ma'am. So ma'am, if you look at the Q4 usually in our state where we predominantly operate out of Telangana and Andhra Pradesh, is usually a period where summer starts off. And if you look at the two major categories that we deal with are air conditioners, air coolers. During that period, because for the 20 days in the March of month, it was raining here, so they directly impacted the sell-out of that category. So the growth had actually come in from the other categories, and that particular category of cooler and air conditioner was, you know, probably fattish and a little degrown. So that is why you would see an impact directly in the revenue number, where if that category would have, you know, played out well, if the weather wouldn't be a reason for it, it have definitely, you know, grown much higher.
Okay, so you're saying that the impact on AC sales is the reason behind
this? Yes, ma'am. If I can, you know, just highlight. So basically what happens when you look at a product mix of that particular month, usually we would look at air conditioners and coolers, which contributed to 234 crores in the last quarter, Q4 in last year, versus 195 crores only this year. So that was a major drop there. And this being one of the highest grossing category as well, so you would see a change there as well. So the contribution from this category was not as expected that it would be, because it was technically a summer period, but it was raining here. You know, so that is why we would see a decrease in that category.
Okay.
And then got extended in the first week of April, but then during this quarter we were back again seeing growth in that category coming back again, because you know, the weather played out well for us in the last few weeks.
Okay, so you think that the first 2 months of Q1 have been better than what happened
yes.
in Q2?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And sir, how much has Delhi NCR contributed in our total sales? If you could give us an absolute or a percentage number for this quarter and also for the full year of 2023.
Sorry, ma'am, can you repeat your question? I could not hear you clearly.
So my question was, how much has Delhi contributed to our overall top line in this quarter and also for the full year FY23?
Right, ma'am. So, ma'am, so it has contributed on an annual basis, it has contributed 137 crores. So that was the sale that we generated. And on the quarter, it contributed around 52 crores, ma'am, from that region.
Okay. And sir, how many stores have, like, in Delhi have reached break-even levels?
How many stores in Delhi have reached the break-even level? That's what the question is?
Yes.
So, ma'am, right now what we look at is we look at operational break-even in 12 to 14 months. So, the stores are all on the track of reaching that number, because few stores are 8 months old, few stores are 6 months old. So, it is on the trajectory when we look at the monthly average revenue. So, it is on that path of reaching the threshold in 12 to 14 months that we targeted initially. So, we are on track on doing that, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And sir, recently we announced that we have changed our store counts in our strategy of shifting to MBOs from EBOs. So we reduced our store count in Delhi NCR from 26 to 18 MBOs. We also cut down on EBOs in Telangana. So I just wanted to know your thought process behind the scene, because we are expanding in Delhi NCR currently, and then so why are we cutting down on the number of stores there?
Right. So, ma'am, actually we are operating 13 stores right now in Delhi, with one more EBO getting added there. So there will be 13 MBOs and one EBO coming getting operated in this quarter. So that is the number, and with our plan of expanding in Delhi with another 13 to 14 stores, that is the plan. The idea is to get the right location, the right price. So the idea was to revise it so that, you know, we are in line with what we have already signed up in terms of the property that are getting ready. So, you know, this year we'll be coming up with some more stores. So if we can add a fine, good property at a reasonable price or a reasonable rental that we're looking at, we'll definitely add a more number of stores there. So there is no restriction on how many number of stores we'll be adding up, but it is just the idea of where, you know, we get the right location at the right price. So that is more important, because we've already signed up 13 locations that are operational, another 6-7 are in the pipeline. So technically we would be, you know, at around 20 plus stores by end of FY24. So in the meantime, if this year we add up more stores, we sign up more stores, that will definitely get added up sooner as well. So there is no restriction on how many stores, but the market that we decided where we're going to open the stores, that is where we're going to find the right property. So that is, you know, but gets a little difficult to find the right property, the right price. That's the only reason.
Okay. Okay, so we have not cut down on the number of stores because of any issues in the existing stores. It's just a like strategic decision.
Yes, madam. Yes, madam. And at the same time, we started expanding in Andhra and Telangana. And if you see, the contribution from our upcountry stores in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh have actually started performing really well for us. So going forward, our strategy was also to, you know, deepen the market, like, you know, Vijayawada, Guntur, Nellore, Tenali, Vijayanagaram, where we already present either with one store or two stores, and those markets also growing. So we want to expand, you know, because then we can leverage on our marketing, our inventory, our logistics and stuff like that, so that, you know, it's our existing territory, so the cost of operating there becomes much easier and much cheaper than actually venturing into a new city. So we are expanding parallelly in the new geographies that we are present in NCR as well as with the existing markets in Andhra and Telangana. That is where the plan was to, you know, expedite the growth in our existing markets as well.
Okay, understood, sir. And sir, just last one question. What was our advertisement spend in this Q4 FY23?
Sorry, ma'am, can you repeat your question?
How much would have been our advertisement cost in this quarter?
Advertising cost in Q4, ma'am?
Yeah.
One second, I'll just tell you the advertising cost. So ma'am, it was around 5.3 crores, ma'am.
How much?
5.3 crores.
5.3 crores. And how much of that would be in Delhi?
Delhi was around 2.95, ma'am.
2.95. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Rana Kurara, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Rana, please go ahead with the question. The next participant is Mehul Desai. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you just help me with what is the store addition plan for Telangana, AP and Delhi, NCR for FY24?
So, hi, sir. For FY24, we plan to open around 13 stores in Delhi.
Okay.
Yeah. And out of which... approximately seven are signed up, which would include one EBO as well. That is due to get launched next month. That is an LG exclusive store. And around 10 stores in Andhra Pradesh, sir, and around 5 stores in Telangana.
Okay. So you have 28 store additions in FY24, right?
Yes, approximately, yes, sir.
Okay. And I just wanted to reconfirm this. What was the base quarter AC cooler sales that you said 195 crore in this quarter? Versus what was the base quarter?
Sorry, the 195, I didn't get your question, sir.
So you said that AC cooler sales were impacted in the quarter, and you said 195 crore was the sales in this quarter. What was the base quarter sales for AC cooler segment?
234, sir. Q4 of 22 was 234 crores versus 195 crores this year, sir.
Okay. So this is the primary reason for your sales per store, or I mean the sales moderation or SSD moderation.
So if I look at other categories like refrigerators, if I look at mobile phones and audio and video category, or built-in appliance, kitchen appliance category, everywhere there is a growth. If you run you through the numbers also, the mobile and laptop category from 448 crores for that quarter went up to 539 crores. The panel and the audio division from 177 crores grew up to 198 crores. Refrigerator business alone from 127 crores grew to 133 crores. Washing machine from 97 grew to 99.7 crores. Kitchen appliance from 51 grew to 56.5 crore rupees.
Okay.
And other categories from 12.9 crores grew to 25.4 crores.
And the gross margin improvement that we have seen on a sequential basis, I think the Q3 had some higher cashbacks and that some issues with
respect to Diwali. Yes.
That
yes.
Is not. So that has got corrected, and that is the reason Q4 gross margins are higher sequentially.
Yes, sir. So what after that we realized that what was going wrong in terms of, you know, where we could go back to the banks, and as we were discussing last time also, to understand and plug those leakages where costs that are directly proportional to our sales revenue, like credit card charges, cashbacks, NBFC charges and all. So we've tried to plug them in and renegotiated with all these NBFCs, banks and all, for either giving us a higher commission, reducing our contribution on those cashback offers. So though we had run those cashback offers and still running those cashback offers, but we reduced our contribution to that and renegotiated with the NBFCs to increase our margins.
Understood. And this A&P spends, which you said 5.3 crores in this quarter, what was the base quarter number? I mean, Q4 FY22, what was the number?
For mobile phones, sir?
No, no, the advertising spend, which you said 5.3 crores.
Advertising spend was 6.3 crores in the last quarter versus 5.3 crores. And so that again is reduced because Hyderabad, it was raining. So March month, whenever we start promoting our AC festival season, we had reduced our spend here because it was pouring, so there was no point of advertising on them, doing radio and print heavily during that period. So for the AC and cooler sales.
Okay, understood. And lastly, on the balance sheet side, I see our debt. What plan in terms of reduction in debt, I mean, the borrowing that we have? How do you
yes,
see
sir.
That reducing in next 2-3 years, or what is the plan there?
So, sir, currently, if you see, our debt levels are much lower than what they were in Q1 last year, majorly because the 120 crores of working capital got infused from the IPO fund on the 1st of April. So this balance sheet that you will look at is on 31st March. So that very the first 10 days of April, we had infused 120 crores from the IPO fund that we had raised, right, which was for the working capital requirement for FY24. That automatically got added up. And at the same time, in terms of, getting efficiencies in inventory management and the churns or what we usually do, that is where we've seen efficiencies coming in. Apart from the long-term debt, which was straight away for buying out properties in Delhi region, apart from that, the working capital requirements have come down, sir.
Okay. And lastly, on this gross margin side, right now we are talking around 13.8-14%. Do you think this 14% range should sustain now?
So the idea is to sustain this, sir, going forward as well, and try to improvise on wherever the leakages are and try to improve this. In terms of negotiating with the brands, that is a daily task that we usually do internally. But at the same time, with our expansion that had happened in other regions as well, we see a higher productivity coming in this financial year. So we are pretty sure we'll have a little more bandwidth to negotiate with brands on few categories and try to improve that as well.
Okay, got it. Thanks for that, and good luck for FY24.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, hello. Yep. Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So just a couple of things I wanted to check. I think in the previous calls as well, we were kind of looking at maybe a 20-25% kind of a CAGR, right, going forward. So because of going slow in NCR, is there any change in that?
So no, sir. So actually NCR, what has happened is when we started procuring our properties, this was during right after the COVID period. So it was much easier to add on 10-20 locations that way, much easier. But because 2-3 properties are getting constructed as well. So the market in Delhi NCR today stands at around 30 big markets where we first wanted to enter before we start experimenting with the peripheries of NCR. So the short list of 30 markets, we are on track of doing that. So by this complete, by the end of this year, we'll be completing the top markets. So after that is when we plan to, procure properties in and around the area that we decided as a plan B. So once we execute the plan A stores with the first 20-25 big stores in the market, that is when we plan to expand further. So the plan is still on. There is no changes on the plan of deviating from opening number of stores in Delhi. But right at the current scenario, the property prices have prevailed to, pre-COVID levels or much higher than that. So getting the right property, negotiating it for a longer lease period, you know, is what we are doing, and it is taking much more longer than what used to take earlier. So getting the right location, the right price is more important rather than just jumping into a market only because of a competitor being present in that market. So that is not our strategy. Our strategy is to make sure that we get the right location at the right price. So we're just negotiating. So every day we keep on negotiating for properties, and whenever we can close on a good deal, we are going ahead with that.
Yeah, I understood that. Fair enough. So what I was also trying to understand, does it impact our aspiration of 20-25% growth over next, what, 2-3 years, CAGR?
Sir, it will be in the same line only, until unless, as I told you, like, you know, some external factors like the weather is impacting something, or, you know, there are, you know, some external factors. Apart from that, we don't foresee anything that will impact our CAGR to be around 20% in the coming years as well.
Fair enough. I understood. And in terms of margins, I mean, what's the aspirational margins that we are looking at? I mean, you mentioned about the gross margin, right? Through negotiation, we would like to improve upon that. So even on the EBITDA margin, I think what currently 6.8%, but again, we had a lower branding expenses this quarter, right? So some insights on the trajectory on the margin front would be helpful.
So sir, the margins also would be in the similar line only. So there will be an increase around 0.1-0.2% kind of a number that we would look at gradually also if we grow, because there are some costs involved, especially in the markets like Delhi, where we are just establishing ourselves compared to our existing market in Andhra and Telangana, where people know our brand much easier to establish a store and turn around the store. So initially, for the first couple of years, that is where we had planned, and we are in line with what our investments are going up in that region. But that is because we know the market size is so huge there that even if we reach a certain threshold of or a market share there, we'll definitely turn things around for the company. So that is what the idea is. It's more like an investment that we're looking at, but the EBITDA margin would be in the same lines only, probably a 1.1-1.2% kind of an increase there.
So aspirationally, I mean, 6.5-7% EBITDA margin for our kind of business would be a right benchmark, right?
Okay,
fair enough. Yeah, that's it from my side, sir. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Nirav Vasa from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir, and thank you very much for the opportunity. Would it be possible for you to share the promotion spends that we intend to do in FY24? Any number that you have formed up considering the kind of expansion that we are planning in Delhi and other parts of?
So, sir, FY23, our spend was around 50-odd crores, which we're expecting it to be around 59 crores in the FY24 period. That is the number that we're looking at. That will be in line with the total revenue that we generate for the next year as well.
The other question would be pertaining to what was the actual rent, actual payment that we did in terms of rent in FY23, and what can be that number in 24? Can you share that data, please?
Yeah, 1 second, sir.
In FY23, it was 80 crore. Oh, yeah. Hello, sir.
The FY23 rental actual rental payout that on the balance sheet books divided between the interest and the depreciation cost because of lease liability, IND and 1/3 adjustment, was around 80-odd crores. And for FY24, we would look at increase coming in from the new stores as well as the incremental rental would to be around 85 crores.
Sir, what I was actually asking was, out of this 80 crores, how much was cash payment, actual payment? Because in as per Ind AS 11...
Sir, we are telling you the absolute number of rent cost, not what was adjusted in depreciation interest. We are telling you the actual rental cost that we bear a year. So for FY23, the actual rental cost was 81 crores, and for FY24, it is projected to be around 85 crores.
So this is the actual cash outgo, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Would it be possible for you to share the incentive income which was booked in 23?
What is it?
Incentive income, sir?
From brands. Incentive income from brands.
For FY23 period was around 500 crores, sir.
No, that is total.
Total, yeah. Answer, I'll just tell you the details as well.
Yeah. Just a minute. incentive income, Nira,
yes, sir.
It's 292 crores.
Yeah. So, sir, incentive income was 292 crores versus 213 crores for FY22.
So, my final question. What we are seeing right now is that all the brands in India are expanding their capacities very aggressively and they are fighting very aggressively to gain market share and everything.
Yes.
So in the light of this scenario, especially your location, Sri City has become the hub for manufacturing of air conditioners. So do you see a strategic advantage based on your core area of Andhra and Telangana and Sri City becoming manufacturing hub? So for the forthcoming summer season, do you think you can get additional margin from brands on two counts? First is because they are becoming very aggressive for volumes. Second is that their factories are very close to your core area of operation. Any update on that would be a great answer.
So, sir, as you mentioned, the Sri City though is definitely much closer in terms of our operation region. But right now it is not directly benefiting us. Probably for the long term we might look at that benefit, but usually the brands don't discriminate or distinguish between the locations that they supply to, so because usually it's a cost to them, but gives us an advantage to negotiate better with them in the future. So I'll definitely, you know, utilize this as a strength of ours to negotiate better and take this as a recommendation from you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Prakash Desai from Desai Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. My first question is, how many stores are we planning to open in FY24? And can you run us through the store expansion strategy?
Yes, sir. So, sir, on an average year, we look at expanding with around 25 stores. So, that is the target that we usually have, you know, organically understanding the markets and growing thereon. Until and unless, you know, we get some good location that we can sign up immediately. So, the plan is divided between Telangana, Andhra Pradesh and NCR region. So, the stores that are already signed up for this region plus the new store that we are adding up would be around 25 to 28 stores for this financial year.
All right, sir. And can you guide us on the capex for this year and the next year? And on the capex side, would you be using it for buying out properties or leasing them?
So the idea is open for both, for buying out and leasing out. Whereas buying, we've only signed up for a couple of properties that were left which we've already completed the agreement of sale in Delhi, which the handover is yet to come in. So only those properties signed up. There is nothing additional that we signed up. As buying a property. So most of them, if we can negotiate, like Andhra and Telangana, most of the properties we're negotiating for a longer lease at a good rental price. So that is where our expansion plan would be for this region. Delhi, definitely, yes, if we find a good property, we would be, looking at an option of buying as well because the rentals are quite high there. But nothing right now, apart from Lajpat Nagar and Kalkati that we had already decided to buy. There's nothing new that will churn up in the next year or so.
All right, thank you, sir. And one last question. So can you quantify the revenue run rate in the Delhi market which we have on a monthly basis? And secondly, is the absolute amount of what is the absolute amount of fixed cost to run the Delhi stores?
There are two metrics to look at this. So right now, because it is a very new geography that we entered, the number of stores operating versus the marketing that we were doing there. So every month would be very different. So if I look at the Diwali month number or, the last month number, so every month would be a little different because Delhi is predominantly an AC and a cooler market where cooling products are quite heavy in the whole consumer durable play. So that is yet to start because Delhi also it was pouring in the last few weeks, not at an optimal level of temperature where it would, start selling out AC and cooler at a higher number. So once we get a complete churn post this quarter is when, we can look at a certain number of average coming forward. But in terms of our strategy of doing a certain threshold of sales in Delhi as a region from day one, that is on track. So few of the stores will definitely cross that expectation. Few will be at par with what our expectation were in Delhi. And probably end of this quarter, we'll be expecting an average sellout going forward because that will create a base for us post the summer season. And then we can look at Delhi performing much better than what it is doing today.
Sure, sir. That helps a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Nehal Jain from SK Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I had a few questions.
Yes.
Firstly, could you throw some light on the marketing initiatives that you would have taken in the, to expand in the NCR, and what will be the strategy going ahead?
Right. So, ma'am, when we launched in October last year, what we had done is we had spent money across different ATL BTL activities by doing a cash draw that we usually do back home in Hyderabad and Telangana. So, we've done a cash draw. We've done print radio outdoor, was quite heavy with us, with celebrity endorsements and, you know, influencers, business and stuff like that. That was a marketing strategy for Delhi. So we want to make sure that because we launched 8 stores together, we want to make sure that, you know, because the spread of Delhi, the geography spread is quite big, we want to make sure that everybody is well informed of the launch of the stores that in which locations we were launching. So that was initially done. And so August to October, that is when we spent big money on this activity. And then post that, again, this year for summer, we've again planned a 50 lakh rupee cash prize draw as an incentive to customers, whoever buy and participate in the draw. So that is the marketing strategy that we've applied there, with definitely print being the most, print and radio being the most effective medium for that geography.
Okay. And what should it be going ahead, like moving forward?
So we will look at, so definitely what we did in August during the launch period in October again, when we launched the other set of stores, it would definitely not get replicated during this coming years, is because right now our stores are all spread across different months of launch. So we would probably do one or two stores at one time rather than doing a block of 4 stores and 8 stores that we did initially. So going forward, we would look at that being in line with our revenue generation that we would do, or more to do with specific days of like 15th August or Raksha Bandhan or Diwali Dasera. So the marketing activity has been in line with those big festival days, and there will be then organic activities going on parallelly to promote the stores.
Okay, so also regarding the opening of stores, is this a change in strategy that we are doing about, you know, opening, not opening like stores in clusters all together on the same day?
Ma'am, what happened was August 14th when we launched 8 stores together, and 22nd of October when we launched 4 stores together, they were all new stores that were getting ready parallelly. So right now if I look at my, one of my stores is ready for launch say next month, one is ready a month later. So now we don't want to delay, because the brand is recognized, we don't want to delay of the store opening until unless we do a soft launch and then combine few stores to do a official launch for all the stores. So that could be a strategy worked out there. They are stores simultaneously ready for launch, or you know, in the span of 15 days here and there, then we can plan of opening stores together. But we don't want to hold up stores, you know, and delay the launch until unless, you know, it is not required.
Got it, sir. Also, could you share the gross margins across various categories?
There are no changes on the gross margin across various categories. It remains in line with, you know, what we've done in the past as well. So definitely air conditioned, air coolers being one of the highest gross margin categories, with around 18%, and then televisions at 17%, large appliances at around 17%, 18%, mobile phones at around 9 to 10%, laptops are the lowest at around 6%. That is more or less the breakup of the gross margin across categories.
Okay, and my last question, could you tell me the FSGR for a mature store and for a 1-year-old store?
So ma'am, right now if you look at the FY23 number, we are at around 17% SSG. But then if I look at mature stores which are above 5 years, we are sustaining there around 5 to 7% there, which are older ones. And definitely yes, this year going forward, you look at the major growth coming in not only from Delhi, but even our Andhra and Telangana stores, because they started performing really well because they were, few of them were actually opened during the COVID, post-COVID period. It took a little more time to establish because they were in tier 2 and 3 cities. Now they started performing really well. So overall, you would see a much higher churn coming in from the SAG, or churn coming in from the existing stores in Andhra and Telangana as well.
Got it, sir. Thank you. That was my answer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So I would like to thank all the investors and everybody present on the call today for supporting us and trusting in us. And we'll definitely make sure that we deliver on what we promised. And going forward, look at you know, a great year coming ahead. And thank you for all your support. And you know, we'll definitely be in touch, and our team and we are always available for any question answers that you have anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Electronics Smart India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.